We just got to keep plugging away, man. We got to keep understanding that, you know, our time is going to come, and we just got to stay focused, stay diligent in our routes, and keep pushing forward.
They're the top-ranked pass defense in the league yards-wise. What sets them apart? What makes them so good back there?
I think it's just their ability to mix it up. They got a lot of different blitzes, a lot of different schemes, a lot of different packages that they like to put in there and really affect the quarterback in certain ways. So it's going to be exciting for us to face that challenge, and we understand it's a big challenge for us, and you know, they're going to be physical as well. So we just got to be able to battle through that and be able to make some plays.
Is there any defense that you guys have seen that you can compare to what the Steelers are going to bring to the table?
Not really, man, at least not yet. I think, you know, to have the zone blitz scheme and have those different personnel packages that they got in there and be able to run so many different things off of it, I think no one's really brought that kind of defense at us just yet. So I think it's new for us, and I think it's something that we're going to have to be ready for and pay a lot of more attention to in the film room.
Would you say you have done a little bit more studying than you have in the past, or even more?
You know, every team is different. Every team is different, but I think this week especially we've done a lot more mental reps and as far as getting in that film room and understanding our opponent from a mental standpoint, because we're going to need everything. We're going to need all hands on deck in order to, you know, in order to defeat this team.
As a Jersey guy, you know, what does it mean to you to be out there, you know, representing the region, the state on Sunday?
It's huge for us, man, especially me being from this area and me, you know, going through a couple storms myself, you know, from a young age of coming up. And just to be out there and understand that, you know, no matter what happens, that, you know, the New York Giants and myself and everyone, we're out here to play, and we're out here to help our city push forward, and we're out there as a catalyst to help people understand that, you know, we can survive and push forward through anything.
What's it like, you know, keeping your mind on the game this week with everything else going on, watching the news?
It's going to be a little tough, but I think, you know, once that ball's kicked off and we're getting down to business, I think it's going to be A-okay, and I think we're going to, you know, put our eggs in that football basket and understand what we have to do to win football games, and I think we'll be good to go.
You adjust in life without power, cell phone, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, luckily for me, I got some power, but no cable, no internet, so I'm just kicking back, watching a bunch of movies right now, man, spending some quality time with the family. So it's probably a little bit of a blessing in disguise, but some guys with no power and walking around in the dark, that can get tough.